resentment of the dead toward the living. When my husband's younger sister, mild as the moon, was told her cancer had returned, I found her in her kitchen, working for hours in a sweating rage. The air smelled of cardamom, cinnamon, and sage as she threw into the trash spices likely to expire before she would. Same kitchen, later date. She is frailer, her skin almost transparent. Winter light falls aslant through her bay window, lights up the crumbs from lunch still on the table. How did she feel watching her young children lap-sitting their aunts, snuggling with the women who would help care for them when she no longer could, who would see them grow up, go to college, graduate, live in Chicago, New York, China, marry, have children? Years after her death, she came to me in a dream. She was driving her car with my husband beside her. I sat behind her, chatting to her silent back. I looked at her soft brown curls and thought, with gratitude, she is all right. She is okay. While I talked, she was mute. When she turned her face to me, her smile was cruel. I saw in her eyes, she doesn't want to be dead alone. She turned back to face the road, pulled the wheel hard to the left, swerving into the oncoming head-on crash.